Okay, if there's no other issues or questions on the work session, we're going to go right into the business session. I'd like to call into session the March business meeting of the Commonwealth Transportation Board. Is there anyone here who would like to address the CTB under citizens' time? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item one is an abandonment in the Lynchburg district from the state highway system.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Action item two, great presentation. Here to answer any questions is Mr. Mashawi, which is a location approval for Route 460 in McKinnon County. Are there any questions of Mr. Mashawi?
Mr. Chairman, the approval.
Second.
Second.
Mr. Chairman, I would say that this finally, and emphasize finally, we're starting that project of four-laning 460 on the west end. And, you know, many, many years, it's easy to go west and get into Buchanan County and Grundy. More difficult to get out of that region if you want to continue to go west. This is an enhancer. And coordinating this project with Kentucky saves us probably $10 to $15 million in that we would have to go down there and build a ramp to take care of the traffic they're bringing from Kentucky. The Kentucky route coming 460 is a direct tie to the Route US 23. And so phase two of this is a very important project that we can hopefully look forward to that would also offer an opportunity for some win-win situations with actually getting a road bed out of the mining operation. So I very much want to see this relocation approved today and put my stamp of approval on it.
There's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations. Action item three is a land disposition. Mr. Campbell is here. This is in Wise County, a portion of the Coburn area headquarters. Are there any questions, Mr. Campbell?
Move the approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, sir. Action item four relates to a sublease of the Easy Pass Customer Center in Weston. Are there any questions of Mr. Campbell?
Move its approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Action item five, Mr. Estes is here to answer any questions. We did have a presentation last month on recreational access fund policy. Are there any questions, Mr. Estes? Is there a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Revenue sharing reallocations one by one. Action item 6A is in Russell County.
Move approval.
And a motion and a second. Happy to determine who. All in favor?
Aye.
Action item 6B is a revenue sharing reallocation in Lansing County.
I move its approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And action item 6C in Mecklenburg County.
I move its approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and action item 7, Mr. Page is here to answer any questions about Reyes Holdings. You did have a presentation on this last month's CTB meeting. Any questions for Mr. Page? Is there a motion?
Move its approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item 8A, Mr. Waymack is here to answer any questions. This is in the city of Lynchburg. This is a frontage road issue. Questions for Mr. Waymack?
I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Action item 9A in the city of Danville, and Franklin Turnpike, and this is a limited access control change. Are there any questions of Mr. Waymack?
I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
For a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then action item 9B, which is Route 11, 37, and I-81 in Frederick County. Are there any questions of Mr. Waymack?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move approval. We do have a slight revision that we need to pass out with two whereases in the statement, and I can speak to that as she passes those out.
Okay.
On the last page of it, there are three pages. As you get it, there are two whereases that have become necessary through negotiations with the developer to acquire 6 acres of land as compensation for the limited access change. And that 6 acres is extremely important in being able to complete the ramps that are required on 81 and 37 and Route 11, where they all come together there at that Kernstown interchange. So, Mr. Chairman, I move approval with the change of the two whereases. And I think staff agrees with this. There's no objection to this.
Sir.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Action item 10, program transfers for the month of January. Ms. Mitchell, are there any questions of this matter?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now, our favorite part of the program.
Enjoy it now.
Good afternoon. It's been a very busy month for us. There's always blessings. Since we last came together, January 23rd, we received bids on 85 projects. 11 of those are over $2 million, and we'll be presenting those to you today. January is a large period for receiving resurfacing contract schedules, and many of those 85 were, in fact, that. If we can jump right in, the page one, the first item is Interstate 64. This is a sound wall project over Mason Creek in the city of Norfolk. Received two bids, good pricing for this design, and we recommend its approval.
Is there a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Page 2. Page 2 is one of our more normal roadway projects that attracts a larger audience. You see we had 9 bidders on this project. Phillips is a relatively new bidder to the area, and he's expanding into Virginia, and competition is good. We recommend its approval.
I move approval.
Aye.
Page 3, we begin some of the plant mix schedule work, the first one is in Lynchburg District, various routes in Pittsylvania County, 2 bidders, and we recommend that support.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Richmond?
The next project is a Richmond District schedule. In fact, the next two are Richmond District schedules. Both of them were low bidders, were Burton Short, and both good values, and we recommend that approval.
I would move both of these, Mr. Chairman, if that's appropriate.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So, page 4.
The project order 710 is in Culpeper District. This is primarily a secondary route plant mix in Rappahannock County, various locations. 3 bidders, Superior Paving out of Gainesville was the low bidder, and we do recommend its approval.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The next schedule is a Stanton District schedule. In the southern part, Allegheny and Bath counties. Adams Construction out of Roanoke was the sole bidder, we recommend its award.
Move approval.
Second.
Both projects in the Stanton District?
Yes. Is there another?
Second.
Yes, on the next page.
The next one there was in Rockingham County. Yes, sir. Is page 5 is...
But there's... Three Stantons.
We have the two
on page
projects in the Stanton District, both going to Adams Construction. And that is the motion and the second for both of those. All in favor?
Correct.
Aye.
Page 5.
Thank you. Page 5, the first project is Stanton District schedule in Northern District, Frederick County. W&L Construction was the lone bidder on that project.
Actually,
and we recommend its awards.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next project is Northern Virginia District schedule. primarily Loudoun County. Francis O'Day is a firm out of Maryland. They've recently started bidding in Virginia in the last two seasons, and we're welcome their competition. Good pricing, and we recommend its approval.
I move its approval, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor?
Aye.
Questions, sir, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The last project on that page five, also Northern Virginia, is Prince William County. Four bidders in that market, and Julius Branscombe is the low bidder, and we recommend that award.
I move its approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
We'll send Mr. Schwartz.
I just have a question of Mr. Coburn. On the plant mix awards, most of them were under budget. There were a couple that were over. And in the more general construction stuff, they were mostly under. I'd just like to get a couple of minute update from you on where construction costs are and are going on the general construction and also on plant mix, because obviously that's probably more impacted by oil prices and so forth.
Several pieces of our work are heavily impacted by fuel pricing. Plant mix twice, since you have fuel to produce and place, as well as the fuel to produce the product itself, and the asphalt binder is driven. Generally, what we're seeing this year is a continued upward pressure of both the asphalt product as well as the fuel prices that we're seeing at ourselves at the pump. The other commodities within the products that we're seeing, you're seeing differential increases, but the general trend is you're still seeing some increases, some predictable, some not so predictable. Those products that are free, relatively, borrow materials, and those firms who may already have borrow pits and they can supply that product at a better value than their competitors, that's where we're seeing a lot of these, that's where we're seeing competitive advantage from some firms opposed to their competitors. But if it's a product that takes a heavy production method, we're seeing a fairly significant increase in those prices.
Thank you.
Question, do we have a standard operating procedure here? If it's a concrete underlay, do we overlay it, repair it with the plant mix, or do we go back and repair concrete? What do we do there?
We have in effect, a case-by-case analysis of that work, and we're looking for the most appropriate repair prior to that overlay. We've done some pilot testing in the Richmond area, as example, in 295, and we've done some, and still that analysis is underway, of making repairs with plant mix and overlaying with an appropriate amount of various other mixes of asphalt. And we've had other test sections where we've repaired with concrete, doing the same thing and doing that comparative analysis. But by and large, we are looking at each project on a case-by-case basis and trying to design the most appropriate improvement for that location, taking into account other materials, its base, et cetera.
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect to both the chief engineer and the state construction engineer, they are analyzing projects, I agree, on a case-by-case basis. As we're looking at these concrete pavements that are getting older, that heavy bituminous overlay is a symptom of a final fix. And you're going to start to see, coming into the program, rehabilitation of concrete pavements, heavy reconstruction, particularly on the interstate system, where those kinds of fixes are totally cost-ineffective. That's when, earlier this afternoon, when I was making the point, we are in some districts facing that situation where you can put a heavy overlay on it, but you'll be back in 3 or 5 years, and it's time to rebuild the pavement. That's the issue. That's why you're hearing me get so strident about I need to focus the money into the pavements, not into additions.
I think everybody understands the consequences. Okay. Is there anything to come before the board under new business? If not, I want to thank everyone and ask everyone, please drive safely.
Is there a weather report that you know of? I mean, truly.
Salt trucks were on the road. That's all I
know. We don't vouch for that.
1 to 3 is coming in Northern Virginia.
When?
Starting tonight.
Oh.
So, and then there's also a weather system coming into southwest and across southern part of the state, also starting tonight. So the temporary fixes or the interim fixes that we put into place are heightening awareness.
If there's no further questions, we'll be in the next.